Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. In a village nestled between two vast mountain ranges, where the mornings are kissed by dew and nights lit by a canopy of stars, lived two childhood friends, Amara and Benaya. Their bond was one of legends, often spoken about by the village elders as an embodiment of true friendship. As children, they would be found catching fish by the river, climbing the tallest trees, or simply lying on the grassy knolls, sharing dreams and secrets. The village often said, "Where you find one, the other isn't far behind." Such was their camaraderie. However, as fate would have it, a drought struck the village. Resources grew scarce, and tensions arose. The village council decided to ration the water supply, and Benaya was entrusted with the responsibility, given his impartial and fair nature. One evening, as Amara approached the community well, she noticed the water level was alarmingly low. Out of desperation and concern for her family, she decided to take more than her allotted share. Just as she was doing so, Benaya walked in. "Amara," he began with a heavy heart, "you know the rules." She looked up, tears in her eyes. "I know, Benaya. But my younger sister is sick. She needs more water." The two stood in silence, the weight of the situation pressing down on them. This was a test of their bond and of the values they held dear. Remembering a verse from Proverbs, Benaya softly said, "Love and faithfulness meet together, righteousness and peace kiss each other." Recognizing the depth of their bond, he continued, "I trust you, Amara. Take what you need. But remember, our village survives on trust. Let's find a way to help everyone during this crisis." The two joined hands, their love and faithfulness to each other and their community shining through. Together, they devised a plan to seek aid from neighboring villages and introduced water-saving techniques. As weeks turned into months, not only did the village survive the drought, but the bond between its members grew stronger, all because two friends chose love and faithfulness over conflict and distrust. In today's world, where relationships are often tested by trials and tribulations, the story of Amara and Benaya serves as a poignant reminder of the values promulgated in Proverbs. Love and faithfulness, when embraced, can overcome the most challenging of situations, leading to harmony, peace, and prosperity. The Book of Proverbs, ancient yet ever relevant, provides us with invaluable lessons on love and faithfulness. Here are some selected passages to ponder. Proverbs 3 verses 3 to 4, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." Proverbs 16 verse 6, "Through love and faithfulness sin is atoned for, through the fear of the Lord evil is avoided." Proverbs 20 verse 28, "Love and faithfulness keep a king safe, through love his throne is made secure." These verses underscore the profound significance of love and faithfulness. They guide us to lead lives intertwined with genuine care, unyielding loyalty, and steadfastness. The impact of such virtues is not limited to personal relationships, but extends to communities and entire kingdoms.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Insights on Love and Faithfulness from the Book of Proverbs.
Number 1.
Everlasting Foundation. Proverbs 3 verse 3, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart." Love and faithfulness are values to be internalized and worn proudly.
Number 2.
Divine Delight. Proverbs 3 verse 32, "For the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into his confidence." Uprightness, linked to love and faithfulness, draws us closer to God.
Number 3.
Reward of Integrity. Proverbs 26 verse 10 begins with, "The Lord rewards everyone for their righteousness and faithfulness." God acknowledges our efforts to be righteous and faithful.
Number 4.
Faithfulness of Friends. Proverbs 17 verse 17, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." True friendship embodies steadfast love and loyalty.
Number 5.
Value of truth. Proverbs 19 verse 1, better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and is a fool. Honesty and faithfulness are of greater worth than material riches.
Number 6.
Faithful witness. Proverbs 14 verse 25, a truthful witness saves lives, but one who breathes out lies is deceitful. Speaking truth, an act of love and faithfulness, can have life-changing implications.
Number 7.
Pleasant words. Proverbs 16 verse 24, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Expressing love and faithfulness, through our words, brings healing.
Number 8.
Rarity of faithfulness. Proverbs 20 verse 6, many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find? Genuine faithfulness is a rare and valuable trait.
Number 9.
Protection through love. Proverbs 10 verse 12, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs. Love acts as a shield against strife, demonstrating consummate faithfulness.
Number 10.
Trust's foundation. Proverbs 16 verse 19, better to be lowly in spirit, along with the oppressed, than to share plunder with the proud. Humility, intertwined with love and faithfulness, holds greater value than worldly gains. Jesus often emphasized love and faithfulness throughout his teachings, and many of these messages align closely with the principles laid out in Proverbs. In Matthew 22 verses 37 to 40, Jesus teaches, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Just as Proverbs emphasizes the importance of love and faithfulness as foundational virtues, Jesus echoes this by stating that all the law and teachings of the prophets are based on love for God and for one's neighbor. In Luke 16 verse 10, Jesus teaches, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." Proverbs often suggests that integrity and faithfulness in the small things reflect a person's character, much like Jesus' assertion. In Matthew 5 verses 43 to 48, Jesus teaches, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." While Proverbs does not explicitly instruct loving one's enemies, the wisdom literature emphasizes kindness, understanding, and avoiding strife. These are principles that align with Jesus' radical teaching of loving even those who oppose us. In Matthew 24 verse 13, Jesus teaches, "But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." Perseverance, especially in the face of adversity, is a hallmark of faithfulness, a trait both the Proverbs and Jesus' teachings promote. In John 13 verses 34 to 35, Jesus says, "A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Proverbs speaks about the tangible manifestations of love and faithfulness, emphasizing that true love isn't just words, but actions. Jesus emphasizes the same principle by encouraging his followers to love as he has, in active and sacrificial ways. How have love and faithfulness played a role in your life? How can you actively cultivate these virtues in your daily interactions? Love and faithfulness, as evident through the teachings of Proverbs and Jesus, offer not just guidance, but a call to action. This is an invitation to actively choose love, remain steadfast, and nurture relationships that stand the test of time. Father, we thank you for the lessons of love and faithfulness that you've bestowed upon us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.